Jermaine Dupri is based in the South. He's probably lived in Atlanta most of his life. He does the music for everyone in all kinds of genres, from Mariah Carey, too. So that doesn't, it's like you pigeonhole yourself if you would think I'm a Southern producer, and so my beats are going to be more appealing to just that one market, when in fact your beats may be just dope beats.
No. Like, I mean, for a producer, you have like a catalog. You know, this is my West Coast beats, my South beats, Coast beats. You know, present yourself as that. I'm not trying to knock that. It's, you know, my question was just better to start in secondary market. And yeah, he said no. So I mean, my question was answered. I mean, so we can say we can move forward now.
Thank you, Arthur. But you don't have to. And if you're in a secondary market, it doesn't mean not to start. It really depends on how solid your music is, and then ultimately how solid your campaign is. One of the things that we will do with this coaching program is, at some point, we will talk about marketing and marketing strategies and marketing approaches.
Yeah.
And that becomes more of an issue as to what you do and where you do it and how you do it. And whether you're talking about marketing a Carrie Underwood record or whether you're talking about marketing the next Ludacris record, there are some basic things that work for music. And it's a matter of just knowing how to apply that and going for it. But the wheels have been invented, and today, because it's a digital world, there are some things that are new that we have to be mindful of. And that's basically, I'll leave it at that for now.
Okay, that's a great answer. Chuck, did you want to chime in, Chuck?
Yeah, I want to jump in here and say, really, you know, what we're looking at, you know, there's no longer a mainstream buying public. Data track and steady track to follow. So what we really want to show people is that if they can constantly stuff, they're going to continue to grow that particular audience, because not putting out your audience something else. Somebody's putting out a CD every 2 or 3 years, practically they're going to be forgotten. So, you know, we definitely focus on song quality as opposed to quantity. Those are what we're talking about as well.
Right. That's a good answer. Now let's move on to the second question. Second question is, what are the major labels looking for in artists? So what are the major labels looking for in an artist?
Good question, Ty. What are the major labels looking for in an artist? That's a good question. Very good question. They're looking for artists that have some sales foundation, whether that's locally, regionally. They're looking for that. They're looking for artists who have some market appeal. They're looking for the next female rap artist, for example. They're looking for that right now. They're looking for female and male rap artists who can meet and fit the format and pass the Don Imus radars today. They're looking for the next Beyonce. They're looking for the next Chris Brown and the next Akon. Very important to have artists who can command a stage and who can mesmerize an audience with a good song. And that's if you're looking for B2K or you're looking for the next Ludacris or Common, you're looking for artists who bring something special to the marketplace. I think more importantly, they're really looking for artists that will put in the work, that have the discipline, and that understand that they have a commitment, a performance commitment. You know, we sometimes get sidetracked with artist personal world as opposed to the artistic world. And one reason why we put up with certain things with artists is because when these artists are on stage or in vogue as an artist, they bring something special. It's refreshing when you find an artist like Akon, when you find an artist like Beyonce, when you find artists that are not trying to get instant gratification, but they're committed to the long haul of bringing something special to their fans and to their fans. I mean, that's what the record companies are looking for. They're looking for artists that are bringing something special to the marketplace.
Man, that's a great answer. Anyone else like to add to that before we move on to the next question?
I just want to say that one of the things that's important also is that when you go and you're really looking to try to get signed, or you want people to look at you and hear you, you know, labels really don't do a lot of artist development. So you really need to make it a point to not come in green from, you know, Columbus, Ohio. You got pipes of life, you know, you got a great look, but you got to remember that you got to develop something to make you stand out a little bit. And it may not be you. You may not be the girl of style, but you're the girl that got pipes. But your girlfriend has got the one that hooks everything up. Let your girl.